I've been to the gym not once, but twice. I've had two separate client meetings, finished two complete sets of images, recorded two new pieces of content for the website, taken two ibuprofen, and yet somehow it feels like I've finished nothing from my list. Today we talk about life, lists, and still loving what you do. Hi, I'm Paul Wilkinson from Mastering Portrait Photography, and in this, our fourth podcast, I'm just going to chat about life and how you cope with never getting to the bottom of a list, or at least how it seems to me. So today's been an amazing day, actually. It's been lovely. It started very early with a trip down to the gym. Although it's 6:30 in the morning, there's something really quite beautiful about our little village here. In the early hours when it's quiet, it was misty, the sun hadn't come up yet, there was no one around, I saw no traffic, no people. Until I got to the gym, then we did a spin session, which for those who don't know is a room full of 14 people sweating profusely on bikes. All praying for it to come to an end. However, I quite like the music and I quite like the sensation afterwards, even if during it I really just wanted to get off and walk. Not something you can do on a static bike, of course. But it was great. After that, had a couple of client meetings. A wonderful client came in to talk about what she'd like to photograph with her family, which is always really nice. She's been to another photographer in London before, but she's moved out into this area and is looking for a photographer here who can create the same kind of quality. And she's really excited about photographing her children and creating some very big frames for her walls, which is always a lovely thing to hear, isn't it? I then spent the rest of the day finishing off quite a lot of images of various shoots, which is always quite cathartic. I quite enjoy retouching, although it's not something you should do as a matter of habit, I don't think. I think you should try and get as much possible right in camera as you can. I actually really enjoy sitting and bringing out the best of an image. And I never really subscribed to the view that everything had to be finished in the camera. Ansel Adams didn't either. I mean, the retouch work, obviously in a dark room, the retouch work that was done on some of his images is actually quite incredible, doing it all with light and dodging and burning and with the chemistry of the dark room. Just a phenomenal process. And I believe much the same. Most of the work should be done in the camera, but certainly not all of it. You're really only halfway there in terms of the process. And I really enjoy that bit where I sit down and I try to figure out how I want the final images to look, whether they're going to be punchy or gentle, whether they're going to be black and white or colour, the bits that I'm going to retouch, whether I'm just doing skin pores or whether I'm doing a full-blown fashion retouch. And I really enjoy it. I find that whole process really quite rewarding. And then in the afternoon, I've been back to the gym, of all things, but this time to photograph one of the trainers down there. And it was during the process of photographing her that we got talking about what it's like being self-employed. She's a personal fitness trainer, so she's self-employed, as am I, as a photographer. So we have lots in common. And we were talking about various stuff as we created these images. And it was a beautiful session. And I really, really, really wanted to create something that I haven't shot before. We've photographed quite a lot of the guys down there. I know the owners of the gym really well. I photographed their wedding. I've known them since they were pretty young. And every time we go and photograph another, either one of their members of staff or one of their members who is training there, I've always tried really hard to create an image that we've never created before. I don't know what the image will be whenever I turn up. I'm not quite certain what the image will be. I mean, for a start, I didn't know what the trainer's speciality was until I got there. And then she said it's squat thrusts with a weighted bar, which is quite something to watch. But it's not necessarily something that's going to create a beautiful image. And so we did some time with those, and then the sun came out and it lit some parts of the studio. And if I get a chance in the next week or two, I'll post one or two of those images up on the Mastering Portrait Photography site so you can see what I'm talking about. For those of you who are subscribing, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes now. Today it was approved. We are now live and kicking on iTunes, and you are very welcome to head over there and hit the subscribe button, which means every day or every time we record a podcast, it will appear on your podcast player and you can play it without even having to go and look for us. Just think of that. Every day you could have a voice coming in your ear that sounds like this. I don't know if you'd want to, but for those of you who do think it'd be useful, then please do so. Go and have a look. Otherwise, you are listening to this on masteringportraitphotography.com in amongst the rest of the content on there. Anyway, as a byproduct of this conversation I had with the fitness trainer in the gym, it got me to thinking, no matter how hard I've worked today, I still don't feel like I've achieved very much off my list. I mean, I'm not particularly a lists-driven person, but as I've got older and I find it harder to remember everything I'm supposed to be doing, as life has got increasingly complex with running our photography business and now putting this business together as well as being a family guy, trying desperately hard to keep a handle on everything that's going on, I do rely on a list to a certain degree. In my old job, when I was a project manager, of course, it was all lists. And what was great about that job is I had big million-pound projects where I'd have a large team, the largest of which was about 65 people, all working towards one end goal, possibly 8 months or a year away, which meant that your list was, broadly speaking, very long, but with an end point. And every day we just worked towards the end point. Yes, okay, the list evolved. So at the beginning, it was all the design and planning steps. And at the end, it was all the testing and delivery steps. But this was one long list. And when I finished the project, it was done. We did a handover. I cleared everything down. I literally emptied the desk, moved out of the office where we were camped, went back to our head office and waited for the next project to start. And that was quite... psychologically quite a powerful process. It meant we worked incredibly hard for many months, and it got increasingly hard as the project went on towards a ramp up at the end where we would barely leave the office. There were times when I slept at my desk, but nonetheless, you knew the end was in sight. The end was coming. You'd get to the end of the project. The client would shake your hand. He'd say, thank you very much. Well done. Your bosses would be really, really pleased with you. They would give you a budget to go and have a really big party with an awful lot of people. And we did do this a couple of times. The most famous of which was in La Manga in Spain, where they flew us all out. It was a very, very big project and we delivered it very safely. And so as a big thank you for our efforts and our long hours, we took the team to La Manga to go and have a party. And boy, what a party that was. But you get my point, that you rounded everything off. You breathed, you let yourself sleep and recharge, and then you cracked on again. Now, that's not how it works anymore. It feels to me every day that I have one long, perpetual, infinite list. As fast as I'm ticking things off it, more things are coming on. So today I've done a shoot, which means that even having finished a load of images today, tomorrow I'll have another load of images in the pipeline. I shot them today, I've backed them up today, I've indexed them, but tomorrow I've got to have a look at them. And it's like that with all aspects of the photography business, particularly when you are a small outfit like we are, where there's just one camera, all of that part of the puzzle comes to me. I've got Sarah in my team and my wife, my beautiful wife, who is the organizer and planner and manager. And then I've got Michelle as well, who is the person who looks after all of our clients, all of the interactions with them, putting the frames together, making sure everything is ordered, it comes in, it's checked, it's perfect, and then it goes out to our clients and she coordinates all of that. And between the three of us, we run the business. And I'll lay you a bet that each of us feels exactly the same, which is you never seem to get to the end of your list. It's just one long list. It keeps going. I tick something off, something else gets added. On a really bad day, I'll tick one thing off and about four things get added. And it's really, really frustrating. And I find that the hardest bit of the puzzle of being a self-employed portrait photographer, the fact that I never feel like I've achieved anything. And that's a real challenge. It's a real challenge from a motivational point of view. And Sarah is much better at this than I am. She will remind me we must focus on the things we've achieved as opposed to what's left on the list. But I'm a project manager, so I've always looked at how long the list is. So for me, seeing lots of things that are not done just drives me crazy. So I have to concentrate on making sure that I reward myself for the things that I've done. And that's something I find really difficult because I'm so focused on what hasn't been done as opposed to what has been achieved that I tend to drift into thinking about all the wrong things and all the wrong psychology. And that can be a real challenge because, of course, if you never reward yourself for the things you've done, you always feel like you're failing. And that for me, is a real weakness in my character. I'm forever looking at the things that I haven't managed to achieve instead of looking at what we have achieved. We have an amazing business with really wonderful clients. I get to travel all over the world, both photographing people and talking about photography. We're building this fantastic new website built around the book Mastering Portrait Photography. I'm having to figure out ways of feeling good about what we have done and not so bad about what is still on the list to be done. It's not that I haven't done it. It's not that I've failed. It's just I've got to do it tomorrow. And that, I think, is the key. And I think with the website that we're building here with Mastering Portrait Photography, for the first time in quite a long time, I'm getting a sense of just how much we've achieved, just how far we've come. And we were just, I was just an amateur photographer, and now I'm a professional portrait photographer with qualifications. I'm an international judge and I absolutely love it. And we're beginning to see the signs that what we're achieving is wonderful, and everyone can do that. You've just got to focus on what you have achieved, on what you are doing, what you are capable of. And tomorrow, yes, tomorrow, there's more to be done. There's always more learning to be done. There's always more work to be done. But today, and just for today, I'm very thankful that I have done quite as much as I have. And on that happy note, thank you for listening. If you're listening to this through a subscription on iTunes, that's wonderful. Why don't you hop across and visit masteringportraitphotography.com? If you're listening to this on masteringportraitphotography.com, why don't you hop across to iTunes and subscribe to it, where it will automatically populate your podcast player, and then you needn't ever miss the sound of my voice again. Until next time, remember, working for yourself is working for the biggest slave driver of them all. So just be kind to yourself. Give yourself a break, even when it feels like you're not achieving very much. Till next time, take care.